So here's something wild. What if the secret to business success was acting more like a bear?
Yeah, and the wild part is most people have it completely backwards. It's not about being aggressive all the time.
Right? My first thought is like, charging in, being scary. But that's not what you mean, is it?
Exactly. Think about what bears actually do. They're incredibly strategic. They conserve energy.
So it's kind of like not constantly chasing every shiny object?
That's a huge part of it. They spend months preparing for a long winter. That's strategic planning.
Wait, seriously? You're saying businesses should hibernate?
Not literally, but take strategic pauses. Use that time for deep work, for innovation, for building reserves.
Okay, so break that down for me. How does a company hibernate without, you know, going out of business?
Think of it like a startup's stealth mode, or a company investing heavily in R&D, not pushing sales for a quarter.
Ah, I see. So it's a deliberate, focused slowdown to gain a massive advantage later, like a slingshot effect.
Precisely. And here's where it gets really cool. Bears are also incredibly resourceful when they need to be.
Meaning, adapting to what's available, not being picky?
Yes, exactly. They're generalists. If salmon aren't running, they'll eat berries or grubs.
So, in business, that's being agile, not putting all your eggs in one basket?
Or being willing to pivot when your main revenue stream dries up. It's about resilience, not just brute force.
That makes sense. I was just talking to someone about market niches getting too narrow.
Right. Overspecialization can be dangerous. The bear teaches us diversification and adaptability.
So it's not about being the biggest, baddest predator. It's about smart survival and long-term thinking.
It's about sustainability, knowing when to exert energy and when to conserve it for the long haul.
Which is wild, because you picture a bear and think raw power, not like strategic planning.
And that's where most people get it wrong. The true power is in that strategic patience.
So the big takeaway is, sometimes the smartest move is to slow down and scope out the berries?
Absolutely. Smart businesses are often the ones that know when to wait and when to pivot.
Love that. Definitely makes me rethink my own energy output. Thanks, Sam.
Anytime, Alex. Always good to look at nature for lessons.